This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My friends, welcome to the pre-election day edition of What's On Your Mind. Busy program today, which has pretty much been par for the course, hasn't it? Busy program means we have a lot of guests. When I say busy program, that's what I'm saying. Now, I actually prefer you as the guest, our fine listener. So, you can be guest too by simply calling us at 800-228-0550. Toll free, 800-228-0550. All right? You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Here's the lineup today. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be here at the bottom of the hour. Jason Lewis, before the hour is out, candidate for the U.S. Senate in Minnesota, who's been campaigning while he's convalescing. The poor guy had major surgery a week ago, and he's literally having to campaign from the telephone. Dinesh D'Souza. Remember his movie, 2016? Anybody see 2016? Dinesh D'Souza?
I did not see that, no.
Todd, did you see it? Todd evidently did not see it because he's unavoidably detained. How about you, Leah? Did you see 2016 by Dinesh D'Souza? No? Daniel, did you see the movie, 2016?
Where is everybody?
I don't know. Todd says he was talking. We couldn't hear him though. He said he was talking, so you might have to do the thing to the gizmo Oh, it has, huh? Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
I'll let you and Todd work that out, okay? But Todd did tell us in our conversation here that he did not see it, so nobody here has seen it. Point is, see the movie. Because you know what it'll do, and I know this is old news now. It was a movie that came out before Barack Obama was president, I believe.
Oh, that was the Obama's America book, 2016.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. No, I did not see it.
And I think Obama's America and 2016 are different.
Yep.
But
okay.
2016 basically brought you back to how Barack Obama became Barack Obama from a standpoint of what he stands for, what he believes, right? And I'll boil it down for you so you don't have to see it, but it's very interesting. 2016 told us that Barack Obama wasn't a big fan of America. Because he saw America as the oppressor and saw countries like Indonesia that had this abject poverty and America had all this wealth. So that was America's fault. That's what, and you know what? Very, very insightful when you look at how Barack Obama governed. Okay? So anyway, he's got a new book now called Trump Card, and it's good. Trust me on this one thing. We'll talk with him. And we'll end up with Mike Lindell of MyPillow today on the program. Okay. All right. I have CNN on today as well, just for a little bit of entertainment, because they are, they're triggered, is what they are. Yep. They are completely triggered. they're worried about pepper spray being used in North Carolina, where people are rioting.
Pepper spray?
Yeah, yeah. Guns are better, what? I don't know. I mean, come on. And
here's a thought. Don't riot.
The other thing that's got them triggered, by the way, is Texas. Because evidently, if you are a Biden bus, you are allowed free reign of the road and nobody with a Trump flag, Trump bumper sticker, who can honk their horn, they're allowed on the road. They're not allowed on the road, evidently. That's the those are the two worries of the CNN today. So just so you know, that's where we're at there. Oh, my gosh.
You know the first thing I thought when I saw that?
What?
I thought, those, that's for show. That's for click-throughs. That whole thing that, first of all, why would any Trump supporters want to do that, or why would, I just don't think they would. I just don't think we would. It's not, we're too busy working. We got too many things going on.
I thought
those are Biden supporters dressed up like Trump supporters.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anything that they did that was, I've heard that they tried to run him off the road, but I don't know. I didn't see that part. Why weren't the cameras rolling there?
Right. No, you know, I'm telling you.
I saw a bunch of Trump people on the road.
It's all for the show.
With the Biden folks. I mean, my goodness. Killdeer, North Dakota had a little incident over the weekend. Actually, it kind of blew up over the weekend, thanks to the Dickinson Press that maligned some kids who were humorous in their display. They had a Trump display and a Biden display on a door, and they were talking about Biden taking your candy, which, of course, has been kind of a viral video that's going on. Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit about that, but the Dickinson Press... Really, it's too bad they pulled that routine. Let's get to the phones here, shall we? We got some time to talk to you about whatever's on your mind ahead of Election Day. I'm fired up. I am just fired up. I am more excited. This weekend, the numbers surged everywhere. Look at Trafalgar. Look at Robert Kahaly. Look at state by state by state. Who would you rather be? Donald Trump, of course. You wouldn't want to be Joe Biden right now. The momentum's going the other way. And he's mumbling. I don't know how you mumble and get votes. I don't know. So... I think things are looking great. You tell me what you think. Henry and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I totally agree with your comments on looking great, excited about tomorrow. But the reason for my call is I have an employee, and now tell me that if you test positive at Sanford and you're a first responder, that you're supposed to come to work and wear a mask. Has anybody heard anything like that? Somebody did call in the rush and say the same thing, not about Stanford, obviously, but a different hospital where they were first responders at a hospital, and they were told to come to work and just wear a mask.
You know, I've not heard that, but I certainly could check that out, ask that question. You know, you wonder if that got twisted to say, well, somebody who's okay over it, but asymptomatic, and then are they okay to come back to work? I know the actual staffing of these hospitals is extraordinarily difficult right now. Same thing with nursing homes. Really darn tough. So I'll ask. Henry, just stay tuned. We'll find out what we can get in the way of info for you, okay? Sharon in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to share something that happened in Mandan. You know, we consider Mandan, Bismarck, fairly, I don't know what the right word is, fairly calm places.
Fairly what? Calm, you say?
Yeah, fairly calm.
Okay, got it, yep.
And we have, some people who have the Black Lives Matter signs posted here or there. But for the most part, we're fairly calm. To share something that happened in Mandan. A couple of months ago, my brother-in-law's brother, who lives on a street in Mandan, an older community, he had gone and put a United States flag in his yard, and he also put a Trump sign in his yard. Later on in the day, six people came to his door and said to him, hey, we need you to get rid of that Trump sign. It offends us. Okay, needless to say, they left. About a week ago, this same man in this residential neighborhood was sitting out his front window and just looking out the window, and he happened to see these people walking down the street. They were pulling up all the Trump signs. He went outside his side door, which happened to be an alley side door, and he hollered at these people, "Hey, what are you doing?" Somebody came, hit him with something so hard, it knocked him out, all because of Trump signs. And he got hurt really bad. He was knocked out. The neighbors found him. So even though we think that we live in a calm community, we have some not nice people living here as well.
Well, yeah, there is a certain there's a certain streak to the Trump haters that is very vile. There sure is. So you do have to be careful because they're everywhere. And, you know, why in the world they can't say, hey, you're for Trump, I'm for Biden, welcome to America. I have no idea. But did the individual call the police? Did he press charges?
He did. Well, he called the police. And the neighbor across the road had cameras up in his backyard, but he had a camper blocking this camera, not knowing it, or else he would have caught it. But it was some ladies and men that were doing this that he could see from his window before they knocked him out after he addressed him. What are you doing? Yeah, and what's interesting is nobody talked about this, did they? Nobody put anything in paper that said, hey, somebody got attacked because he was...
Yeah, hey, let's do a little message here to the Bismarck Tribune. Why don't you dig into this one and actually shed some of that ridiculous leftist, bias that you have, for crying out loud. This is a story. It's news. Sharon, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up.
On your sidewalk, driveway sinking, the drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm meeting my buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love. And just a few folks know.
Hello. One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Okay, now I'm hearing myself. You hear me? I hear me.
I was here for a second, now I'm not.
For people that are not in the radio business, when you are talking, and then you hear yourself a little bit delayed. We call it feedback.
Or delay.
You talk like you have had somewhere between a 24-pack and or a liter and a half of something. You know, it's not pretty, just so you know. So if I start doing that, I've not had a drop to drink. I promise you, nothing. Anyway, I was telling you about MyPillow and our friend Mike Lindell. And I'm looking right now at a MyPillow body pillow. $29.99 with my promo code Scott. Really, really good deal. Or the six-piece MyPillow towel set. Buy one, get one free right now. That's a great deal. Or MyPillow Giza cotton pillowcases and sheets. Or the ultimate premium MyPillow. Buy one, get one free. Incredible deals. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. And our friend Mike Lindell will be there a little later on in the program today.
He was in Moorhead on Friday, I saw.
He was in Moorhead on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Saturday, yep. That's right, yep.
And he was over at the Trump headquarters. He, along with Senator Kevin Cramer, who was filling in for Jason Lewis, did a little event over there. The MCCL, the big pro-life group in Minnesota, gave the Trump campaign an award for their authentic pro-life views and all the candidates there, Michelle Fischbach, of course, others endorsed by the MCCL, so that's pretty cool. What else? There was a truck parade. Leon Francis organized a truck parade North Fargo up by Marvin Windows there off of 12th Avenue North and 45th. And the fun part of that was they did a couple loops around North Fargo, and then they headed for Moorhead and came over and hung out with Mike Lindell for a while. Chris Berg was there, did a great interview with Mike Lindell, had the whole event. He's got it up on Facebook. I think I shared it, too, so you can check that out. Todd is now ready to chat with us, I believe. Todd?
Hello?
We all good?
Are we?
There we go.
Okay, good.
Pardon me?
What?
We're not good.
Wiggle the thingy.
I thought we were all good. I got all
good.
There he is. Is this Todd? Todd? Todd?
What?
Is it you?
What?
Okay. What is the reason?
I hope there's different people working our election system here the next couple of days
that
are putting our own wiring together, because otherwise...
We really should do all of this without you even knowing we're needing to do it, but we're guys, so you just kind of can't help but, you know, you're a little, you're trying to do...
You know, if Charles Tuttle becomes our next governor, we may want to check the wiring and...
I didn't get that. But anyway, what is the thing you buzz me the most about? If you have to buzz me about anything, what is it? When I say...
Grammar.
What do I say? That gets you...
To text Todd or I, because it should be to text me. You wouldn't say to text me, text. So when you add somebody onto that, to text Todd or me is the correct, though.
I found something I like about Joe Biden. Listen to this.
Brock and I think it's a right for people that bad at health care.
What did he say at the beginning of that, Todd? I think
Barack and I think it's
I have
a
no
right.
Idea.
He said no. He said Barack and I. He said Barack and I.
For people that bad at health care.
Then he said
what?
All right, turn this up. This is just too good. I think it's something to do with health care. I don't know, but listen close.
Barack and I think it's a right for people that bad at health care.
No, that's right, Graham. That's the right grammar. You wouldn't say me think blah blah blah. You'd say I think blah blah blah. The real problem is trying to get the blah, blah, blah figured out there.
Yeah, the blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
But his Grammy, he doesn't get a buzz on that one.
I thought Joe Biden had my back there. Dan and Dixon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing fine. Well, I believe in conspiracy theories, and I think Nancy Conspiracy and the DNC have a conspiracy going. They have unlimited pocketbooks, so they're spending a lot of money on Joe Biden, but I think they know that Joe Biden is going to lose. So my theory is on conspiracy is that Trump will win on November 3rd, but when they bring in the Senate, the new Senate, the new House, they will try to impeach him, and they may succeed because Nancy Pelosi has plans to take the Senate. What?
You're depressing me. Our Dean in Bismarck, let's not worry about it, conspiracy theories, right? But I do agree with one thing you said. Trump is going to win. Hey, Dean Bismarck, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I just got to tell you something. Yesterday, we were driving around out in the Badlands, and laying out there on the walkways are were a bunch of the masks, and I didn't see any of the buffaloes or the mule deer wearing them. So what a disgrace to see masks laying around out there on the walkways, out there in the Badlands, really. And
they toss their masks.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
What?
They're everywhere. They're at the gas station. They're laying around.
You're kidding.
I'm seeing them everywhere. Like, what are you doing?
Nothing makes me madder. I was behind a pickup yesterday, and I almost tweeted out the license plate, but same deal. You know, throws a cigarette out. Just chucks a cigarette out.
I hate litter bugs.
I mean, a lit cigarette, right? I mean, just
wow,
bounces and does a little fireworks show for you. You're like, really?
Make that someone else's problem, not mine. Wow.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think the bigger question is, why do you suppose they had a mask out by the mule deer? I don't know why they'd need a mask out. Right?
Badlands out there.
Yeah.
But there's a couple places where there were masks laying along the walkway. Where they got these walk-throughs. Here's masculine out there. It is. Wow. What a
disgrace. What a disgrace is right. Thanks, Gene. Two data points I'm focusing in on this hour. I'm finding different ones every hour, but this hour I'm focusing on the fact that there is evidence that suburban moms have taken a turn for Trump. Now, remember, this has been the one constituent. Oh, he turns them off. He's never going to get them. And suburban moms are turning for Trump. Do you know why? Schools locked down. They don't like the fact that COVID has required their kids to not get a good education. God bless those suburban moms. That's one. Another is young voters trending in better than expected numbers to Trump. Young voters. Why would that be? Why would young voters go to Trump? He hasn't said free beer for everybody. He hasn't said, I'll give a job to every graduating college. Young voters are going for Trump for the following reason. They think lockdowns are not productive. They are against lockdowns. They don't like being in jail in a lockdown. Wouldn't it be something if in the end this race surges to a big win for Trump because of COVID? Wow.
Yeah, right.
Dana and Judd is going to tell us about the election and Trump. Dana, take it away.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, Scott. Hello, everyone. So tomorrow is the big day, whether we go for freedom or slavery. We'll know what to look for in the next 4 years. But Scott, I was going to ask you something. It's been 12 weeks and 3 days since I talked to my senator and asked him if he'd have me on the show there with to hear my idea on Chase this. It's the third time I asked. And he said to have me on as a guest. But I can't set up a time with him if he doesn't take my call and tell me what he wants to do it.
Not sure we can solve that right here, Dana. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, Rudy Giuliani, when we come back. And speaking, by the way, of freedom versus slavery, remember those innocent children that are in the balance tomorrow when you vote. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Springs Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House and Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump is scheduled to hold 5 rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio.
We have a president who's given up. I'll never give up, nor will America give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus. The truth is, to beat the virus, we first got to beat Donald Trump. He's the virus.
Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany responds on Fox News.
We reduced the mortality rate by 85%, created a vaccine in record time by the end of the year. Therapeutics that work, the greatest testing system in the world. That's what this president did with the novel virus. What did Joe Biden do with the swine flu? Joe Biden stopped testing, cut off testing, did not deliver a vaccine in time, and survived through the swine flu because of mere fortuity, according to his chief of staff.
USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Son of Coach Charlie drives an 87 Harley, sells gasoline and what you drink 8 to 3 a.m. Got a tattoo for the core and ex-wife number 4.
Our friends at Action Movers want you to know if you move with them, all or part of your move could be paid for. That sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Action Movers, and they do everything the right way. Virtual moving quotes now. You meet with one of their relocation consultants from your smartphone. If you're moving, you need a realtor, right, to find a home or sell a home. So how about this? You might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. You fill out an easy online form. A local realtor calls you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home and receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home you purchase and or sell. How about that? You move with Action Movers, you get the bucks. Call them, 701-566-5532. Got that number? 566-5532, or visit them online at Action Movers. Two A's there, actionmovers.com. A great American patriot, our friend Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of what was once the greatest city on the face of the earth, New York City, joins us on our Newsmaker line this morning. Hello, Rudy. How are you?
I am really good. How are you?
How mad do you get when you look at New York City right now and think of that Putz de Blasio? I mean, it's just unbelievable to me.
Oh, my goodness. You can't describe anything that makes me more, you know, it really makes me very, very sad. And all that work, 8 years, all the people that worked with me, all the people that died trying to accomplish it, the police officers who died because crime was so bad and we had to bring it down. And I made them more aggressive, which they rest on my conscience because I'm the one who pushed them to go beyond, you know, instead of waiting, they go into a crime scene and stop it. Every once in a while, my God, they would get shot. But that's how we got crime down. I got it down between 60 and 65%. By the time Bloomberg was finished, it was down 80%. And now we are getting crime increases that are historic. Even in the old bad days, we never had increases this high. It's about a 50% increase in homicide and about 120 to 30% increase in shootings. And we're not as bad as Chicago yet, but we're heading in that. It's as if we're copying Chicago, as opposed to for years I tried to get Chicago to copy us.
Unbelievable. So sad. I tell a story about a trip I made there one time for a business trip, and it was pre-Rudy. And I don't know, got to the hotel about 11 o'clock, stayed at the Crown Plaza right off of Times Square there. And
I know where it is.
Decided, I need a piece of cheesecake. I'm in New York City for crying out loud. I'm going to go to one of those favorite little delis and have a little piece of cheesecake for a nightcap. So I go downstairs, obviously, and across the street, directly across the street, just through a little deli, not too far. That cheesecake almost cost me my life. It was unbelievable. And I went back after your mayor, and Times Square looks like Disneyland. You know, but people pushing strollers with their kids and smiling and happy and, oh, my gosh, unbelievable.
All I can tell you is I took over the city. We had about 2,500 murders. I left it with about 500. Bloomberg got it down to 300. I left the city that had had two major riots in the 3 years before I was mayor and a number of small ones. In 8 years, I never had a riot, nor did Bloomberg. The first riots came back when we reelected a Democratic mayor, when we put a Democrat mayor back in. And there's no city in America I can think of where we haven't had, where we've had major riots. It doesn't have some kind of a weak, progressive, they're not progressive, they're retrogressive, Democrat mayor who supports Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, for all the garbage about not defunding the police, he supports reprogramming the money, which is the liar's way of saying, because Joe is a big liar, it's his way of saying defunding the police. Plus, Harris, who really is going to run the administration, says they're going to defund the police. This is an anti. Also, their staffers, both Biden and Harris, put money in, both in Minneapolis and several other cities, to get the rioters out of jail.
I saw that. They contributed to the bail fund. This is a Dapple deal, folks, for those that remember how they would do this. Big wads of cash would come with the bailout money, and they contributed to that fund that's bailing these people out. Their staff.
I'm going to tell you why. Because they belong to a sister organization to the Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the Democrat Party get funds from the same source. It's called something like Act Blue,
is that what it is?
Act Blue. It's run by George Soros. It's funded by George Soros. The biggest contributor to the BLM, to Antifa, and the Democrat Party is George Soros. And the selection George Soros had made for president was Kamala Harris. And all of a sudden, she's on the ticket. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi wants to pass a law to take out a president. She actually said it's not intended for President Trump. So then who's it intended for? Now they have two things on which they could get Joe to resign in 2 minutes. One, 20 psychiatrists would testify that he has dementia. I know 20 that would. There are plenty more. Number two, the documents that I have, some of which have seen the light of day, and the photographs I have, which haven't seen the light of day, if you sat him down in an office, he'd resign.
Are the photos incriminating to Joe or to Hunter?
The photographs are incriminating to Hunter, but there's a conversation between Joe and Hunter in which Hunter alerts him to what he's all about. Hunter tells his father that the therapist is banning him from going home where there's a 14-year-old girl in the home because the therapist says that Hunter has exposed himself to her, has smoked crack in front of her, has taken FaceTime pictures that he sent to her, watched him, had her watch him call prostitutes and FaceTime them. It then goes on to say that she denies it, but he says, I am a danger to the kids. So Joe knew that he was a danger to the kids. By the way, everything I just described, there are numerous pictures of that all over. He's not making up something that he doesn't do. There are numerous pictures of him smoking crack in the middle of the house, sitting there with no clothes on, walking around with no clothes on, taking all kinds of angled shots of himself.
Yeah, it's so obvious this guy had an enormous problem. How in the world?
Yeah, and a lot of there are more underage girls pictured in his pictures than overage girls or girls of obvious age. If this isn't a problem, there is no such problem. I don't like to get into dirty crap like this, but when I came up with this and I saw it, I called in people who are experts in child endangerment and child pornography. And I said, what do I do with this? They said, it's very simple, Mayor. You got to report it to the local police. I got to go report it to the Delaware police. He probably owns the place.
And we should remind people that the reason that you were an attorney of yours was contacted to say, I'd like to get this to Mr. Giuliani that knew the shop. Computer shop repair guy was because it had been given to the FBI, nothing had been done.
Yes, and the guy who went to pick it up from him belongs to the child porn unit of the FBI.
Yeah, there you
kind
go.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, you got everything you need right
wow.
there. I think the amazing thing to me about all of this...
They're covering up three things. They're covering up, at least during the time he was vice president, I can count it, I can prove it, I can show it, and I'm willing to prosecute it. $70 million worth of bribery. It was not going to Hunter Biden. It was going to and went to Joe Biden. The crookedest guy in Ukraine who wanted to get his business out of trouble didn't pay $14 million to a guy that just got kicked out of the Navy for drug addiction. I'm sorry. Ukrainian oligarchs are not stupid. They may be criminal. They may be even insane criminal, but they're not stupid. He was buying Joe to protect him and to protect his company because Joe had been made the most important man in Ukraine when Obama made him point man to give out the money that would save Ukraine.
And by the way, there have been suspicions on all of this for a very long time, and all the laptop
hard,
information to
hard,
put it, yeah, black and white, put it right there. Is that the norm in the swamp? Is that, I mean, were the Bidens just doing what everybody does, or did they take it to a different level, do you believe?
How about we go somewhere in the middle? I wouldn't say it was, no way everybody was doing it. But they were not the only one. And I can only tell you what a Ukrainian prosecutor told me. If this goes down, there'll be three or four more at the upper levels of the Democrat Party that'll go down with them. This does not involve most Democrats. 99% of Democrats are just as honest and just as good or bad as Republicans. Right now, their party has been captured by almost a cancer of this kind of play-for-play thing. And I blame it on the Clintons. The Clintons have ruined the leadership of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons they fight so dirty and they want to frame the president and they lie is because a lot of them have their necks at stake. And the ones that are the most vocal are among the ones that have the biggest. Just take a look sometime at how much money. Just take a look at how much money Pelosi's husband and son made in Ukraine.
Ridiculous. So yeah. And why in the world we wouldn't want transparency on that is just beyond me. Let me ask you this. I have a friend who knows the president pretty well, and he said after he wins, and he believes he's going to win, he cannot wait to have a sit-down meeting with the president to start a list on who ought to be fired, all on one day within, the apparatus of government. And you think of the FBI and Christopher Wray, and you think of, all of the people. Is that a good idea? I mean, does he need to just clean house?
Yep, 100%. And basically in Washington, the FBI is a wonderful organization outside of Washington. I mean, they're just like they always have been. It's the what I call them, the FBI people who become political hacks. They become operatives of the Democrat Party. Maybe they buy into Trump derangement syndrome. Maybe they're worried that Trump is going to do exactly what you say. But there's no doubt he has to clean out the upper echelon right away, immediately. I mean, it's endangering the national security of our country.
Is it ever?
These guys were in business with Chinese communists. The son was in business with the Bank of China, the Chinese government, when Biden was negotiating for the United States.
Have you talked to the president? Is he confident? Is he feeling good in the final hours here?
The president feels great. The president, I think, feels the enthusiasm. I only regret that I'm not with him because I got to make 100 calls today because I remember the last time. I could just feel that he was going to win in the last 3 days. You don't get these kinds of crowds to lose an election, believe me.
It is amazing. Well, Rudy, thanks for being just as tireless as he is. You never stop. And this story is going to come out. This story is going to be a vetted chapter and verse. Sadly, it'll be after the election when it gets done, and maybe we can fire the media, too, because they got to go. Thank you, sir.
Oh,
good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Rudy Giuliani, ladies and gentlemen. One-time mayor of a great city that needs to be great again. Jake St. Louis when we come back. Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time.
11 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by PetraServe USA, helping America fuel better. Our friends at PetraServe USA has some great lunch specials today. It's Monday, so what does that mean? That means beef tips and gravy. Or scalloped potatoes and ham, Valley City location. Sausage potato on special at Harwood. Tater Tot Hot Dish at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The Barbecue Chicken Sandwich at 12th Avenue North. Mmm, good. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. I was hoping you were going to play this bumper song. Any Mary Poppins fans here?
Love Mary Poppins.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah.
Quippercocious.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, there's actually a new version. They've changed the words a little bit with the help of Joe Biden, as a matter of fact. So,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, what?
Oh, no.
What now? I'm going to play this, and it says video unavailable. Did the YouTube...
Here
it is.
Gave me nose and quick, told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that psyched me out the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Throw it in the ass, cover the
breakfast. Even though the sound of it is fucking part of the culture, you can say it loud enough, you always sound the culture.
Throw it in the ass, cover the breakfast. 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 Throw it in the ass, cover the breakfast.
Scott,
oh, you can't make
Bad
it
Scott.
Up.
Bad Scott.
You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. It's unbelievable. Classic. And in case you missed it this weekend, there's a policy that he was pumping up. You tell me what he's talking about here.
Brock and I think it's a right for people that have bad at health care.
What was
Brock
that?
And I think it's a right. For people that bad at health care.
Bad care. Okay. One guy we're hoping is getting good care is our buddy Jason Lewis, who is, a week now? I've been battling from having unexpected surgery and also winning a Senate race. I mean, that's kind of tough to do those two things together, but we're checking in on him now. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, Scott. Good to hear your voice, too, buddy. We're hanging in there, but I got to say, those Biden clips. Sounds like Keith Richards with a bottle of whiskey, doesn't it?
I mean, I hope I didn't make you laugh.
Don't make me laugh either, trust me. The only guy with the English spoken word that you need a subtitle for. Keith Richards and Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's just, this is just so bizarre, the year we've been in. The Democrats aren't even hiding their socialism, violent radical socialism, and B, the guy leading the tip of the spear is incoherent. You feel like John Lovitz doing Michael Dukakis in 1988, looking at George Bush, going, "I can't believe I'm losing to this guy." This is just bizarre.
It is sad. Is what it is, because this is such a game. He's a vessel, obviously, for the hard left and being pushed out there, and his family has to go along with it. And I think the bad thing in that strategy, however, is that I don't know, what you're feeling and what you're having a chance to do, and you don't yourself get to get out there as much as you'd like in this campaign right now. But I sense a ton of momentum for Trump. I mean, even in the numbers and the polls, who would you want to be?
I think so too.
This election?
That's right.
Yeah.
No question about it. And all the polls, as much as they are gaslighting the American people, when you get to the questions as to not who you will vote for, but who you think you will win, or who you think will win, it's Trump on every poll. But look, people shouldn't be surprised. If the media are willing to lie you about Ukraine, about Hunter Biden, censor you, 3 years of false Russian collusion stories, why wouldn't they lie with their polls? And that's exactly what they've done. This is why the media are so desperate, Scott. If Trump is victorious, if we hold the Senate, if I'm victorious, the game is up for these charlatans. They are abusing their ethical duty. They are not being impartial arbiters. They are not even biased anymore. They are active participants for state party rule. And now they're spiking rallies of the opposing side. I want everybody to understand this in Minnesota and why you've got to get out to vote tomorrow. And that is, you now have a situation in our beloved state where one party, if they get power, can censor a rally, the speech, the peaceable assembly of another party. And that's what Keith Ellison, Tim Walz, and Tina Smith did this week. That is a frontal assault on the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment.
You're obviously seeing some data right now, heading into tomorrow. How are you feeling about your race and just overall the momentum in Minnesota for the conservative cause?
I don't think there's any doubt the momentum's with us, but I still think it's a toss-up. I still think that no one can get, oh, don't worry, it's a red wave, this sort of thing. That would be horribly horribly off kilter because we've got to get everybody out. And I will tell you, the Red River Valley is where this race could win or lose. From Beltrami County to Fargo to East Grand Forks, I'm telling you, that's where we need to run up the score. And every God-fearing, constitutional-loving conservative in your listening area has to get themselves out to vote, has to get their family out to vote, has to get their neighbors out to vote, period, if we're going to save this republic.
Don't leave anything for chance. Lay it all out there, folks. You can't put your head on the pillow.
No, I've laid it all out there.
Yeah, you sure have.
Including half my intestine. Yeah.
My gosh. Well, keep on the mend, and we're looking for great things tomorrow. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, get well, bud.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Dinesh D'Souza.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.